This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
I stand with the police first, July 14, 2016. I stand with the police because the majority of police officers are professionals who put their lives on the line every day and every night to protect us from criminals. But I also know that among the thousands of police in America, some have acted disgracefully and many have taken innocent lives. The answer isn't to turn this into an issue of racism, as some have done on both sides of the debate. It's to acknowledge all of the ugly facts that have turned this country upside down, resulting in the murder of 5 police officers in Dallas and 3 police officers in Baton Rouge. And the answer isn't to refuse to acknowledge that some cops don't deserve to be cops. They should be prosecuted for murder and crime. Police can be criminals too, and that is even worse than a normal criminal. The recent murder of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge by police is just the most recent example of 2 suspects killed by cops. Sterling was tackled to the ground and shot to death point blank by 2 police officers. The other victim is Philando Castile, who was also shot and killed in suburban St. Paul, Minnesota, after he was pulled over for a broken taillight and was reaching for his wallet at the officer's direction. Officers in both cases should be jailed and charged with murdering innocent men. The wrong thing to do is for police around the country to stand by these criminals just because they wear a police uniform. These officers and many more have disgraced the uniform and have thrown this country into disarray. We know what the real problem is with the police. It starts with the unions, like the FOP in Chicago, the Fraternal Order of Police. They fight for benefits, but they also fight to block any punishment for any police officer, regardless of the circumstances of the killings. That's wrong. Fight for the rights of police officers. Fight for their benefits. Fight to protect them. Fight to make sure they get the respect they deserve. But don't fight to defend a police officer who clearly has violated the law and is involved in corruption. And also to blame the news media for fanning the flames of hatred and racism just to sell their newspapers or blocks of time advertising on television and radio. There is no doubt the majority of police are good and they act professionally, often in extremely difficult circumstances. But far too many are poorly trained and don't deserve to be in uniform at all. That is the fault of the unions and the fault of police colleagues who refuse to expose those who don't belong in uniform and who engage in criminal behavior. A perfect example is Drew Peterson, the low-life Bolingbrook police officer accused of murdering 2 wives, but he was protected by his police buddies and colleagues for years in the face of obvious suspicious circumstances that should have been fully investigated. Not just investigated by the Bolingbrook police, not just investigated by the Cook County State's Attorney or the Illinois Attorney General, but investigated by the news media. He was protected. I also condemn the parents of street gang members who live in denial and are unaccountable for their children until they end up dead. I have never heard the parent of a street gang member acknowledge that they failed their child. Police officer Jason Van Dyke deserves to be prosecuted for using excessive deadly force in confronting and killing Laquan McDonald. And there is no doubt in my mind that Chicago police deleted videos and audio to protect Van Dyke, one of their own. I mean, come on. He shot the kid 3 times, and while he was lying on the ground, he shot him 13 more times. That's disgraceful. But McDonald was no angel. What was he doing walking the street at night with a weapon? Where were his parents before he placed himself in a situation where he posed a clear and present danger to the public? The media outlined a history of problems from drugs to gang activities. Why were 5 police officers killed in Dallas, Texas, too? They were killed because parents and relatives of street gang members refused to take responsibility for their children until it's too late. The parents should be held accountable and prosecuted, too. They were killed because police refused to acknowledge the racism and criminal behavior that exists in their own ranks. They need to do something about it. They were killed because many black activists put politics before justice and refused to acknowledge some of the victims brought it on themselves. By not acknowledging suspects that are street gang members or drug dealers or users, they are painting all victims as street gang members, and we know that is not true. They were killed because everybody let them down by turning away from truth and the obvious racism that exists in our politics. Everybody refused to acknowledge some police are bad and some teenagers are criminals. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column podcast. Visit rayhanania.com online for more information.
This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.